Shabbat Shalom.
Shabbat Shalom.
The readings for the parasha was today. The Torah portion was Naso, Numbers, from chapter 4, verse 21 to chapter 7, verse 89. After our portion was Judges 13 to 25. And Brit Hadashah was Acts from chapter 21, from 17 to 26. May the Lord bless the words of the Tanakh that we heard, and let it will become and to our mind, will be written in our hearts, and will be a fruit in our lives. Amen. Amen. The title of my commentaries for this Torah portion is Keep Going. Before we just continue to midrash of the parasha, just let's have a short overview of this week's readings from Parasha Naso, Bemidbar. Lord speaks to Moshe, telling him to number the sons of Gershon and the fathers of their household by their families. It reveals that we have 8,000 men are ready for such service. Moshe obeys the Lord and numbers the Gershonites and details the duties of the sons of Levi in their work in carrying of Mishkan, tabernacle, and its construction and deconstruction. The Lord tells Moshe to command the people to send away the person who is unclean, the leper, and every person having the charge of the skin, so the camp will be clean. The Lord commands when a person sins, he is to make restitution by confessing his sin and then adding one-fifth and giving it to the person that he has wronged. The scripture then describes what to do if a man's wife is unfaithful. The husband and wife go to tabernacle and make an offering. A husband who suspects his wife had been unfaithful brings her to the temple. The Kohen priest prepares a drink of water mixed with dust from the temple floor and special ink that the lady should drink it. If she is innocent, the potion does not harm her. Rather, it brings a blessing of children. The tradition said especially of the son. If she is guilty, she suffered of supernatural death. The scripture continues in detailing the requirements of one who makes the vow of Nazarite. He or she is not to drink wine, vinegar, strong drink, anything from the fruit or vine, not to shave her head, and not to touch any dead thing during the length of their vow. Following the Nazarite vow, the Lord tells Moshe to have Aaron bless the people. And we read the blessing of them, that Aaron blessing that we used till this moment. Moshe then constructs a tabernacle and consecrates it. Each tribe participate in the dedication ceremony, processing everything that need to be done, and everything need to be done, every tribe need to do, we read about the Olah Karban, burnt offering, and also the Hatat Korban, sin offerings, and Shelamim Korban, peace offering, that should be done by every tribe during the 12 days. Parashtorah portion has a lot of topics, but one that I choose is connected to what we heard last week from the rabbi about the wilderness and how it's important that we will get out of our box and we'll see ourselves in different view, and we'll see that the difficulties or things that are happening with us want to give us a lesson, and this lesson will be good to us. Wilderness, it's actually it's not the best place to go. Just imagine lack of water all the time, wind sandy, or wind with sand, even the water you're drinking sometimes with the sand, just the food that you eat with the sand. During the day it's very hot, cold during the night, and the question that is to every one of us, are we really want to go through it? Of course no, and it's not easy. In our life, we do have time when we need to go through this wilderness. It's always a challenge. We need to see the way in the sandstorm and try to get our destination, which is really important. As we learned last week, the wilderness for us is a lesson. Yes, a difficult lesson, but as a very famous general that beat Napoleon, Alexander Suvorov, said, "What is difficult in training will become easy in the battle." And it's really very important for us to get this point. What is really difficult in training will become easy in the battle. Because sometimes we think we want to do the easier things during the life because it's more comfortable for us. And, for example, if we just start to learn driving lessons, just the most easy one is just to, everybody likes to go on a highway where there's no crossing or where there's nobody just interrupt you. You go straight, you put your leg on the pedal, gas, and you just go straight away. But when it comes, for example, in Norway, there is not so many traffic lights, but in Europe, there's a lot of traffic lights and you need to go, and there's a lot of signs here. There are not so many signs and you need to be attentive and go through it. And the more easy you think you're just will learn to drive in the highway, it's a different story to drive in a city, especially when it's a lot of traffic. And everyone who was in London know about that. There is driving in London is different driving in Norfolk or especially Norwich. But wilderness always is coming to us with the point when we, it seems to us, we became weak, and it's our task and questions to get support during this. And if you notice that during the wilderness, many often people will see mirage, and we will speak today more detail about this mirages. So what is mirage actually? It's a naturally occurring optical phenomenon in which a light rays are bent and produce displaced image of distance, object, or sky. And it's very important then when we are tired, when we are going through the difficulties, always mirages appeared. You know, when you cooked, when you exhausted, when you don't want to go anymore, you're thirsting of water. In these moments, it seems to us that that's end. We need to get another way, which seems to us right, and we're starting to see mirage, maybe looking good, fantastic. It's like you just need to do the steps in front, and the grass is there, green, and everything is nice. There's a lot of water. There is a coolness of the trees. The lots of birds are singing, and it's like everything looks amazingly. And you're standing here, and you go through, and you're looking at this sand, and you're looking in front of you, and you see this like wonderful oasis, and you're understanding that you need to go through the step. But what mirage task is? It's like to take you from the like path that you are, and just that you will forget about your destination. Maybe it look nice, maybe it just sweet, but when you come closer, there is nothing. And it keeps taking you from the right course and destination. In our life, there is a lot of mirages that appear in, and we just will just a bit talk about some of them. You know, one of the first mirages that comes, that when people in Messianic Judaism, when they just get some difficulties, the thought appear that Orthodox Judaism is the true Judaism, and I need to go and copy it, and I need to move it. So when you come and when you come and do it, so you see that there is no perfect synagogue. I must just like frustrate some if somebody was thinking that there is any perfect synagogue. You know, as my dad always was telling to us, that if there is a people in a synagogue, the synagogue is not perfect. There is only one perfect synagogue. It's a synagogue that is dead, that is closed, because there is no people over there. So that's why it's perfect. So this is it's a bit, yeah, Eastern European humor. So you know what? Why it's mirage? Why it looks at their synagogue? In the Orthodox synagogue, the grass is greener, the Torah portion is better. They're just worshiping also is better, and just maybe the food tastes good, and the things is going nicer. There is no any conflicts. There everything. Everybody is perfect people. But actually, when you come over there and you see, there are the same people. There are people. When you deal with the people, you always see there is things that need to be changed. But as we understand that when you want to go back, it's difficult because I need to understand that you're starting to forget where is your path. And it's really important for us to keep going and see where is my path and where I'm going. Mirage that another appear to the people that I can stay at home and pray for myself and be without community. It's like depends on like synagogue or in the church. So people are saying I belong to the universal synagogue, universal church, and I'm just connected to the internet and I can choose or switch on TV and choose whatever preaching I want to. There's a lot of just Christian channels and a lot of commentaries that you can hear from the Orthodox rabbis or just any other Messianic rabbi. So I just can choose the people that I want to hear, and I can stay for myself and just be without the fellowship and without community. But the frustration for that is, and it's good, is that Mashiach is coming to take not person by person, but he comes to take community. And it's very important for the people just to understand that it's important for us to be and go in a community, and then it's the life, it's it seems to us not so difficult, but it helps us to also to go through the wilderness. Because when you see the person that is in front of you and the person is behind you, that you know that you're going on the right way and you just need to keep going. But when you make a couple steps away and you think, okay, there is a mirage over there, this wonderful oasis, and you think you need to make 100 steps. You did this 100 steps, but the mirage is still 100 steps away. So you're doing this again, 100 steps, and it's not there. So you keep going, and you turn it back. There is, where's your people? Where are those people that was like you was going? And it seems to you that they was so close, and you just did a couple steps, but you see yourself miles away from the place. And other people also don't stay in the same, because one is a sender storm. For the people, it's important just to keep going in spite of the wind, of the sand that's going on your eyes. It's important just to keep going forward. There's wonderful thing, and right now we need to understand why Yeshua is saying importance about water, that he is alive water and that he is a bread of life. In Yohanan, John's chapter 6, 35, it's Yeshua is saying, and Yeshua said unto them, I am the bread of life. He that comes to me shall not never be hunger, and he that believes on me shall never be thirst. On Yohanan 4, verse 14, Yeshua saying, but whoever drinks of the water and I shall give him shall never thirst, but the water that I shall give for him shall be in him a well of water spring up into everlasting life. You know, we understand the two most important things to survive in the just wilderness and go through the difficulty is the water and bread. And Yeshua keep turning us back, saying that he is actually the water, the living water, that if we just get water from him, he will never be thirst, and he will just never be hungry. So he's saying the place where we are and where the Lord is bringing us, that the place is better than any other mirage, because it's like good wrap of the candy, but there, inside there is nothing. And when people just understand it sometimes it's become very difficult, because you know, during the when you go into mirage, you start to think, why are the people don't wait me, while the things happen with me, while I did that, and they get offended and they just will keep going and keep boiling themselves. And it's very difficult always to make these steps back to the right path, but always it's possible, which is very good, because Yeshua is saying that in every situation when you come to me, he's ready to forgive and he's ready to bring you to the right path and just bring you to the community, just your desire. And so in the sense of the pouring of the wilderness is the water and food. So the what's worth Yeshua is saying that important to stick to the way and just keep looking on him. And on these mirages, there was many more other mirages that people appears in their life, and many of them we know, and we just get through of them. There is mirage like, you know, to take you through the difficulties, or there is a mirage to take you out from the synagogue, or just to take out from your face that's sent it by the enemy. But there are these wilderness passes, the lessons that we're going through, that to teach us to go through them, just that it will be easier for us in the battle. And just this story portion give us the life of beginning of the life of Samson, and speaks about Rabbi Shaul. When it's very good example for us. We know that Samson was going, his life was not easy. You know, we just read in the Torah portion what to be a Nazarite. So it's he was Nazarite. There are some people can choose to be Nazarite, and there can be for some, you know, period, for example, for a year, 2 years, 1 month. But he was taken to be a Netherite from his birth to the last of his days. And we see that Torah portion describe us what we need to do, and we see actually what Rabbi Shaul did with other two people that need to be done. So it keeps telling us that to see and the importance of the Torah is never changed. The Torah is yesterday, today, and forever the same. The word of God, because it helps us to stick to the way, and that's why it's possible to go through the wilderness with the Lord. And Rabbi Shaul's life was also not easy, you know. So we can see through all the scriptures and Brit Hadashah that he have some difficulties. Samson have some difficulties, and you know, basically we can look in everyone our life. We have some difficulties, and sometimes these difficulties it seems to us that it's impossible to go through them. It's very hard, and just the main key thing of that when we see the Yeshua is beacon of hope and the anchor that helps you to stay in the sandstorm, because when you see that you see that yourself and your view is not on the sand, but actually your head is standing on this stable thing, and you see forward, and you see that Yeshua is your beacon of hope, that you see him, that you're going towards him, so and he is anchor that helps you to stay in a storm. For example, if we understand what is a sandstorm or storm in just water, so the anchor is the tool that helps to stay, go through it, and just it holds you. You know, you don't hold anchor, but anchor holds you. So Yeshua is that anchor that holds you. But sometimes we think that we know better, and we know and understand how to just to go through these difficulties or what we need to do. And again, we just appear to that we make our imagination work very well, and we just make already the path, the way we need to do. Or we see the mirage that appears to us as an optical image, or sometimes as the scientists say, of our imagination. And it appears and it seems to us works, but suddenly something happened and we're standing and we're knowing that we need to take the lesson. So we need to get this lesson right, and we need to listen to the teacher. Because as another thing which was just said by the just Alexander Suvorov, the general, that he was saying about the importance to, in the difficult moment, remember what your teacher said. It was this principle was also taken in the Judaism. Remember what your rabbi, what your teacher said, what you heard from the scripture, what your friends are telling you. It's important that in the difficult times you will stick to just to the community, and you will get understand that idea of enemy just to take you and separate you, that you will be alone. And with one person it easy to deal, but with many person just that from whom you can receive support, to whom you can support yourself. But actually when you just look outside and you see that it's not so bad actually, that what we have, it's not so grumpy and sad and just dark as we just create ourselves in our imagination. Because when we see and when we understand what's happening in this world, we see that we are pretty lucky people. We are blessed by the Lord, and we're already blessed by him. So it keeps, even we have some difficulties, we know that we always need to remember the Lord said that he will not take the difficulties from us, but he promised that he will be with us in them. So this is the key point that we need to keep going. And when we see that if he will keep going with us, so he is like holding our hand, and he will go through it. Because sometimes people are praying that Lord was like help us not to have difficulties, but we're already adults and we understand that we always face with some things that we need to be changed, or some situation need to be changed, and the things is going in different way. In some ways it's not as we want or wish, but the Lord is saying that I will be with you in these difficulties, which is very important that he is with that he is with us. And as like a conclusion to what I'm just saying of all that, that when we just take a lesson from the difficulties, and when we keep going, it's important to us to see and know the place the Lord is put to you is the best place, because sometimes, as we already said, that other places or other things it looks like better or nicer, and the grass in on my neighbor yards is more green, and he has better things, he has better car or anything else. But when you actually just stay in other people's situation and other people's lives, and other, you see the life is not so nice and bright and shiny as it is from your side. But you need to, we need to, as a lesson to, we need to keep going, we need to value and appreciate what we have for the moment, and give thanks to the Lord that he gave us, that we don't have any needs only on him. And then when we see it in this way, that we see that with a thankful heart, we need to go forward, then the Lord is like on his hands, he's like blowing us through this wilderness. Shabbat shalom.